Calling for combat air support can be tricky business, but the Marine Corps is trying to make it just a little easier. The service is employing Samsung tablets to help Marines pinpoint where the fire support is needed. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni speaks with the project manager of the Target Handoff System, Captain Jesse Hume.
The Target Handoff System basically does just that. It allows Marines on the ground, basically fire support observers, joint fires observers, joint terminal attack controllers, and forward air controllers, basically to use technology as a digital map solution in their hands and basically be able to gain SA on the battlefield immediately while identifying enemy targets and using that information in real time to be able to actually prosecute using ground-based fires and obviously close air support as well. The system itself, the smartphone, basically is just kind of a system to hold our new application. Basically, we've developed a government-owned application, which is a digital map engine, and it also has a comms network package. So what that does is allows us to see the most up-to-date imagery. It allows us to also bring in video downlink from any manned or unmanned systems. So it allows that guy on the ground to basically look down at his tablet, see updated imagery, real-time video, and then once he does his mapping and his coordination necessary, he can actually go ahead and send directly to either the fire direction center for ground-based fires, or he can send it directly to the aircraft to release any air-delivered munitions.
So it's almost like a live Google Earth or something like that that you would see on the tablet.
So it really is like that, yes. So we can actually use any available images from NGA that we can pull off their website, both on class and on the classified side as well. So obviously, you can pull in the most up to date imagery that is over any place in the world, but then also again be able to see the real time video too. So yeah, it's just that instantaneous situational awareness, which is going to make our air controllers or our forward observers just that much more efficient on the battlefield.
What were Marines and other troops using to call in this air support before they had this version 2 of the THS? Was there another kind of program they were using? What was the version 1 like?
Sure. So we have, there is a current existing fielded system for the target handoff system capabilities. Again, this is going to be the version 2, but the currently fielded one is very similar. It's more Windows-based, but it's a lot heavier as well. And there's a lot more components that just add on the additional weight. So basically the observers right now can use that to, prior to mission planning. It can be used in the COC, but it really isn't made for dismounted ops. So for our guys on patrol, really they're relying on quick map work and doing everything manually. Now, I do want to say that obviously by no means, the Marine Corps will never go away from our manual computation and will never lose that trade. But this will basically just be a digital supplement to that. So again, now it's lightweight. With a drag of the finger, you can actually start using and manipulating your final attack headings, which are basically safety measures to ensure that the aircraft is coming in at the right angles, not over friendlies. And you can start controlling little things like that and share that information. So again, basically, instead of just you having your map and what you're looking at, you can now share all these geometries with the air officers or the fire support coordination center. And what that allows is not only, quicker coordination, but quicker approval as well. So again, it's kind of, it's just that shared information. With the new technology that's come out, we're just trying to jump on board with what anybody can do, similar to what you said. Anybody has access to Google Earth. Well, now we have access to something similar, but with communication, we can actually bring fire support assets into play as well.
Can you tell us a little bit about the development of the THS, what your goals were, what you wanted the THS to look like, how you ended up kind of procuring this whole thing, and where some of your research and science came from?
What we identified is obviously we needed to drastically reduce the weight, but we also relied on one contractor to be able to give us a solution. So anytime we had to do upgrades or whatnot, it took a little bit more time in the acquisition process. What we wanted to do this time is to really activate the government labs. So what we ended up identifying is there were two different labs, one with the Army and one with the Navy, that were working on this, fires and digital mapping tools, and they each independently had great applications. What we wanted to do is we wanted to combine the best of both. Obviously, as the Marine Corps, we kind of bring a lot more to bear as our service, so we needed access to not only ground-based fires but air-delivered fires, and we needed to bring both those together. So we worked with the NOC-WD folks out at China Lake. What they've done is they've developed an S&T software that actually was developed out at MOTS 1 by our air folks. And then we got together with the AmerDeck folks with the Army down in Huntsville. They created a ground-based fires and a really solid comm package down there. So we ended up doing, we met with both of them. We wanted to leave it up to the smart guys in the government labs to figure out how to integrate. And then they basically rewrote their S&T effort into a very sustainable, modular architecture for software. And again, what this is going to allow us now is we're going to have a great solution rolling out there, but as technology develops, there's going to be new capabilities, new message sets, new waveforms. And now, instead of having to go through contracting actions, you know, we can go through just our normal access to government labs, and we can get rapid development happening, obviously, into the warfighter very quickly.
So that's really great.
From a development, from software, and then the one thing, other thing I wanted to hit is obviously, throughout our development of our effort, we have been getting the warfighters, Marines from the fleet and the schoolhouses involved from day one. So we wanted to make sure, you know, obviously, I'm an artilleryman by trade. I'm a JTAC as well, but I have a little bit more, you know, obviously, day-to-day kind of sight on this project. So my opinion might be swayed from time to time. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to bring in, you know, guys that have just got back from a deployment or that are consistently training. So about, you know, every probably month and a half, 2 months, we bring somebody in from the fleet to take a look at our development, to have, you know, to actually get it in, you know, a pseudo operational environment and give us feedback. So that's why we're feeling real confident about what we're going to be delivering. And again, if, you know, if there's little improvements we have to make, we're setting ourselves up to be able to do that.
That's Marine Corps Captain Jesse Hume, Project Officer for the Target Handoff System Version 2. Speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Mossioni. Find this interview and Scott's story at federalnewsradio.com.